You're listening to The Takeaway on KFAI. It is 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. People say that KFAI plays music that you can't hear anywhere else, and that's obviously true, but in at least one case, the station also plays music that you thought you were finished with. Ron Gerber has been bringing forgotten and sometimes questionable tunes back from the abyss every Friday night at 10:30 on his show Crap from the Past. This week, he's celebrating his 20th anniversary of this unique broadcast, and we're deciding to bring him in the morning to justify it. Thanks for coming in, Ron. Oh,
thanks for having me. Good morning.
So can you tell us a little bit about when and where this all started?
It started back in college. I'm not going to give away my age, but I went to college in the 80s, which makes me pretty old. And a friend of mine said, you know, all the stuff you play is older pop stuff. Why don't you just call your show Crap from the Past? So in 1992, I had moved back to Rochester, New York. I was getting my master's there, and this is my old college station, and I saw a slot was open on the schedule, like, why don't I just take that slot? And it was a Wednesday afternoon, and I called my show Crap from the Past, and it was supposed to, at the time, stick a fork in the eye of commercial radio. I grew up listening to Top 40 radio, and I came back on the air playing older pop songs. So in 1992, I was playing things like The Village People and Come On Eileen and Tainted Love and stuff that's cliche now. But in 1992, there was no retro. So I went on the air, and it turned out to have more success in this limited little run than I ever thought possible. So I went on the air in January 92. By the end of the semester in May 92, they tell me that for my going away show, the last show I did, people were walking around campus through the dorms and actually hearing Crap from the Past come out of every dorm room. You could walk around the entire dorm and just hear the show. It was pretty surreal. And it matured after that. I mean, the initial shock was just playing old retro songs. And other shows started to do that, and I got bored with doing that, and I started to dig deeper, much deeper. And in the last 20 years, the show has moved around with me and evolved. It's been here at KFAI since 1997. It's been on Friday nights since 2002, so just about 10 years. And now it's pop music for people who already know plenty about pop music. So I assume that you have your prerequisites down, and you grew up listening to pop radio, and you kind of have that behind you, and you want something a little bit deeper. So I'll play good songs, and I'll play a handful of bad songs, but none of them right in the middle. The boring songs, the equivalent of Whitney Houston, for whatever time frame you want, I have no interest in that at all.
So when you started this, you know, we're 20 years into it now. What did you think the lifespan of this show was going to be?
5 months. I thought, I actually thought when I started it in January, it would last till May, till school let out, mm-hmm. till the end of the semester, and that would be it. And at that point, I moved out to Tucson to do more grad school to get my PhD. And while I was out there, I got the bug again, like, oh, well, just do it at the college station and that'll be that. And that lasted a couple semesters. Then I went over to the community station out there, KXCI, very much like KFAI here mm-hmm. in town, except it's 50,000 watts and you could hear it all the way into Mexico. Wow. Like, okay, I'll do it over there. And it just kept following me. I enjoy it. It's always the high point of my week when I do the show, but I keep thinking it won't last and that'll be the end of that. And here I am 20 years later, never thought this show would have the longevity that it has had.
Well, and it seems like it's not just limited to the terrestrial radio area that you are.
Yeah, it has. We're actually syndicated. In 2002, I got an email from a station in New Zealand, community station, very much like KFAI, only in New Zealand. Can we run your show? Okay. That was November 2002, and they've been with me, almost 10 years now. I do the show live here on Friday nights, where I sit in that very chair right there mm-hmm. and record the whole thing, post it up so that it's downloadable, and they grab the show and they air it about a week later. So it airs, I think, sometime on a Saturday out there. There are a bunch of other stations that have also aired the show at various times, and the affiliates come and go, but I've had affiliates in England, Germany, Singapore, I want to say Egypt, but I lose track of these. And there are a couple of internet stations that stream it as well. So it's nice. It's nice to be wanted.
Absolutely, we love to be wanted. And we're talking to Ron Gerber, host of Crap from the Past, who are celebrating 20 years on the air. So the vast trove of online archives you have now, has it occurred to you that some of the episodes of Crap from the Past are now also Crap from the Past?
Oh yeah, I'm fully cognizant that there's an evolution that goes into all this. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago. I mean, you can do the math. I was a young kid back then, or so I'd like to think, and now I'm an older kid 20 years later. But I've evolved. My musical tastes haven't strayed too far from the stuff I liked back then, but my perspective on it all has changed. And to me, it's interesting to see the evolution between when I was 23 when I started the show and now when I'm 24.
Obviously.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a definite progression. And some of the early shows I'm not all that proud of, but that's going to go along with anything. Mm-hmm. I'm playing music regularly now that didn't exist when I started the show 20 years ago, which is nice.
Yeah. So how, the impetus behind why should we listen to music that's presented as crap?
Oh, the show, why should you listen? If you grew up listening to pop radio, if Top 40 was your thing back when you were a kid, now, regardless of how old you were, the Top 40 style hasn't changed too much. It's give you the hits. So if you like the hits and the idea of the hits, and you want a little bit more, you should tune into Crap from the Past. Some of the songs are crappy. I have a fondness for really bad pop songs, really bad pop songs, and I lob that out with regularity. But if the stuff from your childhood interests you, not in a nostalgic sort of way, but like, huh, that was interesting. I wonder if that's still around. I wonder what the grown-up take on all that stuff is. Then you should tune in.
Absolutely. So has there ever been anything that's off limits to play?
The stuff in the middle. And by like 20% of everything out there, well, let's say 80% of all pop music is garbage. Then there's 10% that's just magnificent, wonderful, superlative, wonderful, and that stuff that warms my heart. Mm-hmm. The stuff at the bottom 10% also, it's so awful. It needs to be heard and celebrated because it's that bad. But the 80% of the stuff in the middle, I have no interest in. It's stuff that got beaten to death. It's stuff that comes across as product rather than art. And the stuff that's purely product that's designed to sell records doesn't interest me at all.
Okay, well, we've been talking to Ron Gerber, host from Craft in the Past on KFAI 10:30 every Friday night. He's celebrating his 20th anniversary show this week and has events that are extending through the month of February. You can find more on kfai.org. And we're going to play it out here. Do you want to?
Yep, bring it up at full volume. Now, my listeners know Johnny Cash, of course.
Yep.
But so, I walk the line. It's known to most KFAI listeners, but I play it in German. And you can hear a little clip of it now.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. Am allerschönsten war es doch zu Haus. Und auch zog's mich einst in die Welten aus. Und in der Ferne suchte ich mein Glück. Wer kennt den Weg zurück?